Ilhan Omar, we need vote by mail in future elections, no questions asked. By Hannah Blow on May 4, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, renewed her calls on Sunday for universal vote by mail, declaring that it should be allowed for every voter in future elections, no questions asked. Every registered voter should be allowed to hashtag vote by mail in future elections. No questions asked, Omar said, drawing praise from Senator Bernie Sanders activists, IVT. Progressives have upped their calls for universal vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic, angling to use the crisis to fundamentally change the way Americans vote in elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, formally kicked off the agenda in her failed coronavirus relief package in March, which contained a suite of progressive policy proposals, from requirements for federal and corporate gender and racial diversity data to vote by mail and ballot harvesting. Nonetheless, Democrats are not lessening their demands. Progressives, including the Progressive Caucus and Omar's fellow squad members, are demanding the next House-crafted coronavirus relief bill include Democrat Party agenda items, including cash payments to illegal immigrants and vote by mail. Other highly influential Democrats have come out in support of mail-in voting, which critics say dramatically increases the likelihood of voter fraud, compromising the integrity of U.S. elections. All the while, dark money liberal groups are using the pandemic and fear caused by the world's unique circumstances to advance the long-held Democrat Party agenda item, as Breitbart News detailed. Democrats, such as failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, are attempting to use the controversial April 7 Wisconsin primary to make their agenda a reality. However, only 52 of the 400,000 people who went to or worked at the polls have since contracted the coronavirus, and several of those who tested positive also reported other ways they may have been exposed to the virus, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Because of that, it remains unclear if the individuals who tested positive actually contracted the virus at their respective polling locations on Election Day. At best, then, the infection rate amounts to approximately 0.013% of those who voted in person, with a 0.00% fatality rate, as Breitbart News reported. Despite that, Pelosi vowed that the next stimulus package will allot a chunk of money specifically to enable the American people to vote by mail. It is becoming increasingly clear, as Omar indicated, that Democrats intend to keep universal vote by mail as a permanent fixture, not just for times of crises, but in any and all circumstances for future elections.